Well, what about a little thing that you make out of cornmeal, and it's a little ball, and you drop it in grease, hot grease, and you usually have these things with fish when you're frying fish. I've heard people call these things hush puppies. Do you all ever have
them? Well, I've heard people told things hush puppies, but I...
But you don't have them.
No, I don't.
Well, how about corn dumplings? Do you ever have those?
I have flour dumplings, not no corn.
But not corn dumplings.
No.
Okay. What do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
Ash cake.
Now, do you ever see anybody fix it like that?
Oh, yeah, I've ate them.
Well, now, how do people fix them?
Well, they make it up just like cornbread.
Yeah.
And they rake the ashes out, down to the rocks. And don't have no coals on them. Put your bread there, pat it down there, and put your ashes over it.
And you don't cover it up with anything? You just put the ashes
over it.
Uh-huh.
And the heat of the fireplace, coals will cook it.
That sounds good. Does it taste different from the ordinary cornbread that you fix in?
Well, it likes to taste a little different because it had that in the ashes.
Yeah. Well, how'd you get the ashes off after you cooked it?
Wash them off.
Just wash them off?
Well, with water.
Uh-huh. Well, that's interesting. What do you call cornmeal that you cook up like you cook grits? You know, you boil it, and then when it's still kind of soft, you put it in a bowl and you eat it with a spoon. You might put a little sweet milk on it. Mm-hmm. Have you heard people talk about mush or kush?
I'm hearing talk of Kush, but I heard old man Jeff Cummins. He wants some Kush, and none of his daughters didn't know how to fix it.
Uh-huh.
His wife was dead, and he had to send above Troop County to get one of his daughters cooking.
That's interesting.
One of his oldest ones.
Uh-huh. What do you call bread and loaves that's made out of white flour? Just the ordinary kind of bread that you buy at the store.
I call it flour bread. Flour.
Okay. What do you call a round, sweet thing? It's about that big around. It's got a hole in the middle.
Well, some people cook cakes that way now.
Okay.
But.
Well, what about donuts? Do you ever have donuts?
Well, I've. Ain't real acquaintance with donuts.
Okay. What do you call round, flat cakes that you make with white flour and you cook them on a grease skillet and then you eat them with syrup?
Batter cake.
Okay. What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
I call it side meat, the whole alcohol.
Okay. What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog joel and hog's head and things like that?
I don't know. People make stuff they call salmon and different things. I don't know.
South meat.
Okay.
Salmon. You can't make salmon.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Ask me some questions I don't know.
Well, you're just doing fine, Miss. But have you ever heard people call that pressed meat? Press meat, have you ever heard them call souse meat, press meat? Okay. When you bite into a peach, what do you call the hard thing that's in the middle of a peach?
In the middle of the peach, I would call it a bone. Peach! Oh, peach!
Yeah!
Oh, I call it a seed!
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well now what about the thing in the middle of a cherry?
I would call it a seed.
Okay, fine.